When it comes to child care for families, single parents, both parents, whatever the case may be, it's a challenge, isn't it? Certainly in New Jersey, and that has been reinforced with the findings of the 2023 Kids Count Data Book. This is a 50-state report as household data put together by the Annie E. Casey Foundation, focuses on how children and families are faring in the economic shape of things as they are today. Now, when it comes to New Jersey in child well-being, we rank number 7. That's an oddity. New Jersey on the high end of a list instead of on the bottom. But child care, the lack of affordability for child care, it's certainly making things challenging for parents, as you may well know. Data Book reports that this is 2020 to 2021, 12% of New Jersey's children under the age of 6 lived in families in which someone had to quit, change, or refuse a job because of problems with child care. And women, as you would expect, are 5 to 8 times more likely than men to experience negative employment consequences due to caregiving. Now, even parents can find an opening at a child care center near their home, and they often can't pay for it. New Jersey's average cost of center-based child care for a toddler was nearly, ready for this one, $12,700. That's around 9% of the median income of a married couple in New Jersey, 34% of a single mother's income here in the state. The failings of the child care market, that also impacted the current as well as the future health of the American economy, if you want to get technical about it. They estimated between lost earnings, productivity, tax revenue, one study found that cost to total $122 billion. Looking at some of the other numbers for New Jersey from the data book, economic well-being, New Jersey ranked number 29. In 2021, 14%, around 284,000 of New Jersey's children lived in poverty. That's an income below $27,479 for a family of 2 adults and 2 kids. That number was an increase of 17% since 2019. That was when 235,000 children lived in what are classified to be impoverished households. Education saw New Jersey rank high, number 2 on the list. When it comes to health, New Jersey ranked number 5, although in 2021, 4% of children, around 76,000 kids, didn't have any health insurance. Looking at family, community context, number 15 spot went to New Jersey. Between 2017 and 2021, 7% of New Jersey kids lived in what are classified to be high poverty areas. If you want to see this data in its full, if you're in New Jersey, listening on the stream, one of the other states, website for that is aecf.org/databook, aecf.org/databook.